So there's a big shift away from the low vibration people having an advantage over the high vibration people anymore. We know what they are. We see them a mile away. They can pretend at first, but it always leaks out of their voice and their actions. Their body language, their behaviors, their demands, their insecurities, their little pride wars, and their little demands that they think they can demand and force you to, you know, do what they want. And so this is not going to be about attacking the saved women at all. It's just or the good women out there. This is attacking the Jezebel females out there. Not attacking them, but showing you how they work. Okay. I'm actually an expert on Jezebel. I really am, because I was raised around them. And somehow or another, I made it through. I was raised around them, and I saw the men in the family get destroyed because they didn't know what the Jezebel was. They should have just walked away, but you know how it is. Some of those Jezebels married somebody else, and the men still hung around even after they married somebody else. And the other man that allowed it to happen. So that tells you how evil Jezebel is. So Jezebel gets with another man, and then the old man's hanging around. And it's like, why? What's that about? Anyway, long story short, this is not attacking women per se. It's attacking the Jezebel spirit that's in a lot of women. I'd say about 80% of the women, maybe more. But the reason it's in there is because it's built in from a child, from your flesh. It's built in from a child. It's in your flesh. And so preachers can have the Jezebel spirit. Men can have the Jezebel. Anybody can have the Jezebel spirit. And a lot of it has to do, if you go back over here at the Coliseum, they got the queens. There's four ladies on there, the queens, legends. And they probably divorced and everything else. They don't know how to be a help meet suitable, you know. So the world has done this to people, and this is why I said in another video, the system hates women, so it brainwashes women to think women, to make women think that they're men. And I understand, because it goes back to Genesis 3, her desire shall be to her husband. I understand that. But that desire unto the husband has to be tamed. If it's not tamed, it is the beast. Because she will try to dominate and control and manipulate and use sex and every emotional tool in her bag to try to demasculate the man. And so when she's trying to demasculate the man, masculate means man, masculine. D is all from. She's trying to demasculate. And so, why does she want so much power? Why does she want to be like the man? Why does she want to control the man? Why doesn't she run to God and see what her role is? Because the system or her bloodline has told her to bring a man under subjection with her body or emotions. But instead of building the man up with her body and emotions, and both of them build each other, he builds her up, she builds him up. It's a win. They see it as a win-lose. If I build him up, he's going to step on me and destroy me emotionally. No. If you build him up, he's going to build you up. It's a team. But the system has taught you, and through other bad relationships, because you went in it the wrong way. You know, I've got a team of people online that if I have a problem, I can text them or call them or email them or something. And I'm not going to have a team of low vibration people. And so if I was to text or call one of the women, say, hey, what do you think about this? They're going to tell me the truth, even if I'm wrong. And I trust them because we built these friendships. It's really a born-again family. We built this born-again family friendship over the years. I know their weaknesses. They know mine. I'll never mention it to anybody. They'll never mention mine. it don't really matter because that's not even them anymore. Because every time you overcome, that past is not even real. And so as you rise up spiritually, you leave the Jerry Springer, you leave the drama, the Draco Ma drama, satanic system of control and manipulation and witchcraft and mind games. And everybody knows about the players and the players playing multiple people and getting a kick out of it and laughing about it behind your back and mocking you. He thinks he loves me and I'm playing him with three other guys. You know, we already know all that stuff. We give you the benefit of the doubt, but after about 3 months of your stupid games, we say, I'm done. And you walk away because you know the player energy, which is sick, which is fear-based. You know, anybody who's a player is fear-based. They're fear-based. They're living in fear. They have no power. Anybody who's drinking every day, they're weak. They depend on some kind of chemical to survive. They're weak. The Bible says to give strong drink to those that are perishing. So they're actually perishing. They're revealing that they need the strong drink because they're dying. And if they're not dying physically, they're dying spiritually. And I would say to anybody out there who is dependent on anything, go get you a second job. Go work your part-time job. Start helping people, ministering to people, teaching people. If it's a woman, teach other women. Teach the children. If it's a man, get good at your skill and help people. When you try to pull somebody up out of the low vibration Jerry Springer mindset, and they can watch Jerry Springer and say, I'm not like them, but they're acting just like them. And so they can say they're not Jerry Springer, but they're acting like them. When I was married to my first wife, I said, I'm gonna turn the TV on. I got rid of the TV really fast after that little spell in my life. I hadn't had a TV in a long time. 20 or 30 years probably. And so I guess it had to be a TV because there was not internet. So I don't even remember, but something came on the TV, which I hate TV. But at the time I turned on Jerry Springer and she said, why are you watching that? I said, I'm learning how they act. But the reason she didn't want me to watch it, because it was her. It was a mirror. She was having to look at herself. And then one time I was listening to Louis Farrakhan just to see what he believed. You know, I was learning doctrine. Why are you listening to him? I'm not saying I agree with him. I just listen to different perspectives, you know. And the reason, he hates women. He wants women to be under subjection. I said, I don't know what he teaches yet, but I'm going to learn it, you know. So she was mad because the Bible says wives obey your husband, and she didn't want to. She was mad because the Jerry Springer was showing her what she is, her drama games and her player games, most likely, even though she was raised in the church. And then over time, as I grew spiritual, I realized a woman never got saved because you know what she said one time? She says, I've never been a sinner. So if your wife, or if it's a woman, your husband says, I've never been a sinner, guess what? Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. You must be born again. If you've never been a sinner, then you're not saved. I'm getting ready to go up to this restaurant, and this lady up here, she's in her 20s. She said, I realized, and she told me her, you know, she used to do love spells. She used to play player games with her boyfriend in the room with her. And she finally got saved, and they finally got married. She made it right. But she's not afraid to admit all her past stuff that she played because that's not her anymore. She's a saved woman now. She's a new creature. And she asked me to pray that she asked me to go talk to him, but I don't really want to talk to him because he's a new age type and I can't reach. I've tried to reach them online for years and they don't hear you. It's none of my business. Anyway, hopefully he'll get saved. He probably will. But he thinks he has to use Gnosticism to get saved, she said. But anyway, back to the story. The storyline is, when you get saved, you look at your past and say, yeah, I did those things, but that's not me anymore. Yeah, I did that. That's not me. Those are the old days. And so when people with the Jezebel spirit get upset with you because you won't play the game, you put up boundaries. They hate boundaries because it's like a law, and the flesh hates the law. And so you put up a boundary, and it upsets them. It really upsets them. Because you're holding them accountable. And so anybody who's held accountable, what happens? They have to look at themselves. And they don't want to do that. They want to project it onto you. So it's a tit for tat. You're evil. Quit doing that. Why are you yelling at me for no reason? Well, that's because you did this. See, it turns into a... Instead of just zipping the lip and saying, okay, yeah, you're right. Instead of fighting back, playing those games, it's tit for tat. It's tit for tat. It's all lies. It's all games. It's all manipulation. It's all witchcraft. Master manipulators are witches. Whether they're in a coven or not, who knows? It don't really matter. They're witches. Because master manipulation is trying to take your will and bend it towards their will instead of God's will. The Bible says clearly that if you don't do the will of the Gentiles or the will of mankind or the will of the flesh, they hate you. Because when you do God's will, it doesn't adapt to their agenda, because they have to bend their will to God's will, because you're doing God's will. And especially if it's a marriage, if you're married to somebody and you do God's will, they're going to get mad unless they're willing to do God's will too. Let's say a man says, I'm called to be a preacher. And the wife says, no, you're not. Yeah, I am. I'm going to do it. Hell or high water. You either go along with the flow or you go somewhere else. But that's my calling in life. And whether you like it or not, it's on you. It's your problem. Hello. It's the way it is. It is what it is. And if God is calling you to do something and it's His will, you're in His perfect will, you're going to be happy. You're going to be joyful and happy because you're in God's will. And if she takes off, she can't be in God's will and she can't be happy because you did God's will. She's married to you, and she's doing her own will. She thinks she's happy, but over time, she's going to realize she wasn't happy. She messed up. She royally failed. She chose the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. She chose her own will instead of God's will. And here's what Jezebels will do. When they are deciding to leave a man because they're not making enough money or they're not getting their will done, and they can't control the man or whatever, so what she's going to do is she's going to take off and try to find somebody else. And while she's looking for somebody else, she's trying to keep you, you know, breadcrumb you, string you along. And so that breadcrumbing and stringing along is more witchcraft. And so what she's going to do is tell everybody around her that he's mean, he's abusive, he's a liar, he's cheating, and all that. And she's the one doing all that. She's the abuser. She's the liar. She's the manipulator. She's all that. And so Jezebel, just like the narcissist, have to throw it on to the man who's just stable. Before, why did she marry him? He was stable. He was kind and all that. And though she gets in the mix and tries to destroy his life, he steps away because he sees the game. And every born-again woman knows this because the Jezebels tried to steal their husbands. They know what I'm talking about, and they used to be Jezebels till they got saved, and they know I'm telling the truth. Because before a woman gets saved, she tends to be a Jezebel. So the born-again women will say amen to what I'm saying because they might have been a Jezebel at one time. And so, long story short, she tries to destroy the man and make the man look bad, and the man's just saying, believe what you want. I'm doing God's will. I don't care if the whole world's against me. I know what happened. I know the truth. You can lie through your teeth all day long, but I'm going about my business. I'm doing God's will, whether you like it or not. And What happens is they think they destroy you, right? And you sit down and you think, what really just happened? So you put all the puzzle pieces together. You go to different situations and you talk to different people and you realize the game. And then you start to rise up again, because it's still God's will never changes for you. If God called you to do something, it's the same calling. If He called you from a child, and He probably did, because you would sit there and listen to Charles Stanley preach while all the drama. See, I remember sitting in the living room watching Charles Stanley. I was laying on the floor watching the TV, Charles Stanley preach. And my mom and my sister are running around the house acting crazy. I said, why don't y'all just sit down and listen to this? Why are you listening to that? Why are you listening to that? They were convicted because they were Jezebels. And I'm sitting here watching the preacher on TV, surrounded by Jezebels. So the very thing, my calling as a child is still the same today. I'm surrounded by 1,000 Jezebels. And many subscribers that are Jezebels trying to find something to get me on, and they can't find anything. The only thing that you're going to find on me is a divorce. You can't find anything unless you make up lies and make up stuff. It's all lies. And when somebody abandons ship and they leave the house, yeah, I have a right to divorce them, because the Bible talks about it. If the unbeliever depart, let them depart. A brother or sisters no longer in bondage in such cases, because God has called us to peace. And anybody trying to steal your peace is an enemy of God and God's will and God's calling on your life. They hate your peace with a passion. They hate your calling because they get demon possessed. I noticed when one Jezebel gets demon possessed to come after you, and then you defeat that Jezebel and you just block them, walk away, ignore them, laugh at them, whatever, then that spirit will jump on another Jezebel. If the spirit in your mom can't manipulate you anymore with her, you know how parents try to manipulate. If it's a Jezebel parent, they'll try to manipulate the child, you know. Well, I hadn't seen you in a few days. You don't ever come by. What? You don't ever come by. They always have to use the extreme word. Then when you overcome that Jezebel, then your sister jumps on your sister. Well, you got to do that. Hang up the phone. I ain't got to do jack. You need to get saved. You got to get you. I don't need to do jack, but you got to get saved, or you're gonna burn in hell. And then you got your neighbors. I need you to work on my AC. I didn't hear you offer money. I don't have to crawl under your house and fix because you ran your husband off and your boyfriend and your son and your everybody else. All and you got three women living together, competing to see who's queen bee. You got three women in one house, and all of them, they each ran the husband or the boyfriend, or who, you know, they don't have a husband because they don't want to submit. They want to just play the field. So the Jezebel, they never have a husband. They always have a boyfriend, you know, two or three boyfriends. So you ran your boyfriend off and you ran your husband off. And so you and your mama can sit there and suck each other's thumb and complain about men when you're the problem. Men are evil. No, you're evil. You ran them off because you didn't know how to submit and do God's will and submit and be a helpmeet suitable. So you ran your man off. So live with your mama or your sister or your daughter or whoever you're going to live with. I mean, notice the son don't live with the Jezebel mom. The daughter does. Or the mama. Her dad doesn't move in with her and say, can I live here? But her mama moves in with her because Jezebel hangs out with Jezebel. And they both try to Jezebel each other. And you see it in jobs. I've had 120 jobs. I've seen these Jezebels try to rise up above somebody else and play these little games. You'll take a job. There's like three or four jobs I took. And they said, are you sure you want this job? Because you're working around a bunch of women. That don't bother me. already know the game. I don't say that. I say, yeah, I want the job. I'll take the job. Well, you're surrounded by women. What he's saying is they're going to try to manipulate you and play games and mind games and mess with you. Well, I'm just here to do the job. I ain't playing their stupid games. They play games all day long. I ain't playing them. I'm standing in the truth. And so even on the jobs, even in the military, even in churches, and especially in homes, that Jezebel wants to usurp the man. I know many men, they get gray hair before their time. They're miserable. They're overweight. They got a big belly. They're not strong. They're weak, and they're little kids saying, do you mind if I go here? Why is the man asking his wife if he can go start a business? God has called me to drive around the city and to gather free stuff, redo the furniture, and sell it on OfferUp. I'm not asking your opinion. This is what God is telling me to do. Why ask her opinion? You do God's will, and she either adapts and prays about it. Yeah, you pray with your wife, but you do what God has called you to do. You're not asking her, woman has good advice. I ask people's advice. Online, I got some born-again sisters. I'll ask their advice, but I don't need their advice. But I respect their advice because I'm asking multitude. The Bible says, can talk to a multitude of counselors and then make war. What do you think about this? Well, this is my opinion. You ask another one. What do you think about this? This is my opinion. Ask another one. What you ask 10 people. Recently, I had to ask 20 people about a situation. I said, what does this look like? They said, nah, it ain't. She don't love you. She's not serious. She's something wrong. Something don't add up. If it was real love, she would reciprocate. She'd come see you. It's not that you'd go see her. I asked 20 people that don't even know the situation. But I'm talking about married people, single people, pastors, saved women, saved men. And I said, what do you think about this? And they said, nah, that's just too far out there. Too far out. We're talking about a rebellious, hell-bent person who's wanting to do their will and wanting you to follow their will, hell or high water, no matter if they destroy you, kill you, mess you up, take away your peace, take away your sleep, take away your calling. They don't care about your calling in life. It's all about them. And when you face off with somebody like that, you better not date them. And you shouldn't be dating anyway. You're friends until you learn that person's character and say, hey, let's get married. Okay. You don't need to date them. You just need to be friends first. And then once you realize this is a good character person, then you can say, hey, let's get married. If you want to get married, you might say, I'm better off single. You've already tried the marriage track, and you know how anybody who gets married is going to have trouble. I don't care who it is, saved or unsaved. You're going to have some trouble. Now, two saved people who really get along and can communicate and hear the other person's perspective, they can get along. But when you try to do your own will instead of God's will, you're going to have trouble not only in your own life, but if your spouse is doing God's will and you're not, you're going to have trouble fighting against your spouse and make life. Why would you want to stress your spouse out if you love that person and they say, this is God's will. I know it's God's will. And they fight against it. Why would you marry somebody like that? You see. Anyway, the reason is Jezebel is very insecure deep down, and she tries to mask it with pride and control. And so Jezebel's so insecure because it's a narcissistic spirit. They really don't have a self. They really don't have any identity. So that's why they're on substance abuse. They're drinking and drugging and all that and partying because they don't have an identity. And so they're so insecure. That's why they need two or three people they're talking to or dating on a constant basis. Going out with, painting the town red, and who knows how many they're sleeping with. And so that's why they always have to have two or three that they're partying with or whatever, and get them tied in. So Jezebel's always going to try to get a few of them tied in emotionally or whatever. And the reason is they're so insecure. But then, because that insecurity is so evil and no identity, when they think they lock somebody in and somebody sees how insecure and how crazy they are, they walk away. So this is not what I expected, and they walk away, then their pride wants to destroy and kill that person. So the reason Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah is because Elijah was breaking the illusion. Elijah came in and said, "Hey, Israel, those 450 false prophet flying monkeys are trying to lie to you and tell you lies and keep and bring a curse on Israel. And so we're going to meet over here and we're going to see who's the real God." And God brought fire down and burned up his offering. But the 450 prophets, they were cutting themselves and everything else trying to bring fire down. And it never worked. So he said, "Now whose God is true? My God, your God, Yahweh, or Azeroth and Baal, who Jezebel was worshiping?" And so they killed all the false prophets. And then Jehu went to the house where Jezebel was and told the eunuchs, "Throw her out the window." So Jezebel had Ahab, who was a eunuch, had the eunuchs. She was queen bee over her little dominion. And then when Elijah's spirit came in and broke her illusion, and all those under her spell, he broke their illusion and showed that she really was weak. She had no power because she only controls with fake power. And so Elijah came in and pulled the rug out of everything she was doing, and the spell was broken, and none of those people are afraid of her anymore. And they threw her out the window, and the dogs ate her blood. And Revelation 2 says, he will kill her children and put her in a lot of trouble and turmoil. And I can't remember exactly how it says it. But if she doesn't have any children, whatever she considers is close to her as a little children and her little flock of flying monkeys, he'll get rid of them too. And so God says, kick Jezebel out of the church. Period. Zero tolerance. And so when you go zero tolerance, the judgment of God falls on Jezebel, because you reap what you sow. And since it's Jezebel, I'll just tell Jezebel, karma's a bee, eh? Karma's a bee, right? What you put out to other people and all the games and manipulation and witchcraft and sorcery and wanting your will and your agenda and everything you want instead of listening to God and submitting to some man, you got what you want. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. You and your other Jezebels that live in your house together, y'all have fun together. And y'all going to be fighting to see who's in power. When there's three Jezebels in one house, they're always fighting to see who's going to be in power. As the mother, so the daughter, right? Unless she gets saved. As the mother, so the daughter, unless she gets born again. It is what it is, people, and you might not like this message, but I'm telling you the truth. I've seen it my whole life, and they never stop. They're like the Energizer Bunny, but the battery is the demon in them, and when you walk away, the demon jumps off them and goes somewhere else to chase you down, because it was all about you to begin with, because you have the power. You got the Holy Spirit. They're trying to vampire off of your power, because like I say, they're insecure. They're insecure and weak, so they're just vampiring off of other people. You have the Holy Spirit. You're born again. You have the power. You're not insecure. Your identity is in Jesus. Their identity is in the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, and their looks and outward show, and it's fickle. So their identity is fickle. Your identity never changes because you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Your identity is stable, and no matter what kind of mind games they play to try to demasculate you, you just laugh and just walk away and laugh at them, because your identity is in Jesus. They can't brainwash you and MK Ultra mind control you, because your identity is in the heavenlies. They're trying to use demonic tools against God. You are not even from here anymore. You're seated in the heavenlies, 5D and higher, 11D. You're in the 11D, and they're in the 3D Kleto land. They're in the 3D Play-Doh land playing Play-Doh games in a sandbox, and you're seated in the heavenlies in Jesus in 11 dimension, and they think they can overpower you? What are they smoking?